On Sunday, the New England Patriots meet the Indianapolis Colts in a battle of the undefeateds. The Colts, of course, are last year's Super Bowl champions, and so far this season are undefeated at 7-0. The Patriots are a perfect 8-0, and this will be the first time in NFL history the two undefeated teams have met so late in the season. And with their star quarterbacks, Peyton Manning of the Colts, Tom Brady for the Patriots, this one should be a shootout. But it's remarkable the Patriots are favored by as many as 5 points to win in Indianapolis. Joining us now to talk about this is Paul Fitzy Fitzgerald. He's a regular contributor to ESPN.com and joins us from deep inside Patriot Nation. We may want to get some calls from Indianapolis. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today, Fitzy.
Oh, dude, the Talk of the Nation is this is no longer National Public Radio. NPI is National Patriots Radio, and welcome.
Now, give us a call, 800-989-8255, or you can send us email at talk@npr.org. And Fitzy, people have been calling us the midseason Super Bowl, but I gather you think that 5 points is a little bit short on the Patriots being favored in the Super Bowl champions' home park.
Well, think about this. I like to think of the way the Patriots have been reacting to everyone this year is the way the Romans handled the Carthaginians back in that little uprising right around the early AD days.
Yeah.
Basically, what's going on after Videogate is everyone was like, oh, you Patriots aren't that good. You're a bunch of cheaters. Everything's overrated because you were using a little bit of the videotape action. So what we're doing right now is sort of like a go in, conquer your team, then salt your earth so you can never play football again kind of campaign. And this coming Sunday, we are going straight in and turning the RCA Dome into the blown-away dome, and Satan Manning will burn for all of his transgressions.
Okay. Well, those include winning last year's Super Bowl when, if memory serves, the Patriots were also thought to have a pretty good chance.
Yeah, the Patriots were thought to have a pretty good chance last year with you, me, and Bobby McGee at wide receiver. Now we've added Randy Moss, Dante Stallworth, and my favorite player on the team, WWW, White West Welker. These guys are unstoppable. Last week we played Washington Redskins, right?
Yeah.
They had the number one secondary in the NFC and the number five defense overall. That was a pretty close game for the first 9 minutes and 3 seconds.
The Washington Redskins, you should note, the local team here in this town, complaining about the score being run up. The Patriots ahead 45-0 and go for it on 4th and 1.
Well, hey, listen. Is it the Patriots' fault that they are an unstoppable scoring machine, that they are a juggernaut of awesome offense, or is it the Redskins' fault that they couldn't stop a wind from blowing across their path last Sunday?
That may have been their problem, but nevertheless, you mentioned, the video gate. There was a problem earlier this year when the league office caught the Patriots' coaching staff illegally filming the defensive signals from the other team.
Yeah, they caught them illegally filming some of the defensive scheme, but everyone has been doing that for years. You know, you got lip readers on the sidelines, you got clowns, and you know, like, oh, look, it's a clown and a juggler on the sideline. Meanwhile, those guys are stealing signals, and they're looking over to see who's saying what and what's going on. It's actually been sort of like a pretend handshake agreement amongst all the coaches for decades now that we're just going to steal each other's signals. The problem is, the Patriots guy just happened to see a Best Buy on his way down to the stadium, thought, you know what, I'll go ahead and get Coach something for the record. Plus, Belichick has gone on record saying that he enjoys the fanciful moves of the Jets cheerleaders. We got busted. We have so many players on our team that are going to rock all the others. We can afford to spot the league, a first-round draft pick, and not even feel it.
We're talking with Fitzy Fitzgerald, a contributor to TownieNews.com and ESPN.com about the, well, midseason Super Bowl. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can get a caller on the line. This is Derek. Derek with us from Indianapolis.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Wow, I'm just kind of shocked at the biasness of the report so far, being a lifelong Indianapolis Colts fan and the fact that we are the reigning Super Bowl champions. You know, it feels like the good guys are really not getting the respect that they deserve here. The Blue Nation is just not getting the representation that New England, it's granted, the Boston Red Sox found their way to the World Series and won again, but come on, guys, we're still 7-0, and we are the reigning Super Bowl champs, and we have undoubtedly three or four of the greatest offensive players in the NFL on the Indianapolis Colts, and right now it just doesn't seem like we're getting any love. What's going on with that?
Well, Fitzy, how do you respond to Derek's remarks there?
You know, listen here, Derek. You know, congratulations on your Super Bowl. Thanks for intensifying the rivalry last January. Everyone knows, number one, that the referees and the league had to send several letters to the Patriots apologizing for some of the atrocious calls that they made in the game. You think Videogate was a scandal? I think January 21st gate, when the league handed that game over to the Colts so as to make the Super Bowl ratings better gate, is much more of a scandal. So I hope you've enjoyed your trophy for a while. Thanks for keeping Lombardi warm for us. As Drew Rosenhaus, the super agent, says, next question.
Well, Derek, I think there were some listeners in Baltimore who may have chafed when you described yourself as a lifelong Colts fan.
Well, that is true. I didn't grow up in Baltimore, and I have lived in Indiana all my life. And when they have come here, it's been a lifelong for the life of the Colts being in Indianapolis. So we can use that little caveat for the lifelong. But, you know, we in Indianapolis are very proud, and Indiana, I think, very proud of the team we have. And it's been, you know, a long time since they've been in Indiana. We've suffered through a lot of dismal seasons, and it's nice to see that that the Colts are able to be successful. But it would be nice for, on a national level, to get a little bit more respect for, you know, what Peyton Manning and Bill Polian have been able to do for Indiana.
Well, good luck on Sunday, and thanks very much for the call, Derek.
Thanks for taking it.
Bye-bye. And Fitzy, you do have to concede his point. I mean, yeah, they do have that Lombardi trophy, and they haven't lost since they won that game. If you were 7-0 and the defending Super Bowl champion, I think you might be a little miffed that the visiting team was ranked the favorite.
Sure. I'm not the guy who made the spread, and I actually think the game's going to be a bit more of a defensive struggle than a lot of other people think. Sure, the Pats come in with the number one offense in the history of all time.
Yeah.
And the Colts have not lost a game since, since late last year. So obviously they're playing at a very high level, too. They got some terrific players. They got that super safety, Bob Sanders, 5'8". I haven't seen something so strong and spectacular at 5'8" since Mr. T played Clubber Lang in Rocky III, right? These guys are pretty fantastic. But the trick of the matter is, this guy's over here crying for some love for Peyton Manning, who's only got about $4.3 billion in the bank because he's in every seventh TV commercial that runs on Sunday when I watch football and I want to gouge my eyes out like the horse in Equus. And also, he's talking about his GM owner guy there, Bill Polian. That crybaby, I'd like to build him a supersized tissue. All that guy did was cry and complain when the Patriots manhandled the Colts in the playoffs year after year, until he finally got the saltwater taffy rule put in that says, oh, no defenders can be sticky on the receivers because we need the Colts to score more touchdowns. Give me a break, Nelcata.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did have the Patriots did have the advantage of having the Red Sox clear out this whole week so people could focus on the game.
Oh, no, they did a phenomenal job. The Red Sox, basically for the rest of the nation, the Red Sox began our Boston sports super sweep. They are the Zamboni. They have melted away the rest of the rough ice. We've already got one trophy, one championship in our pocket. We got BC number two in the BCS. Of course, you know, I call you two out of three letters ain't bad then, Meatloaf. We got the Patriots marching their way to 19-0, and I personally will go down there and drink champagne in front of Larry Zonka when we go 19-0. And, you know, hey, for all we know, the Celtics might be the best team in the Eastern Conference. These are the golden days of Boston sports, and I happen to enjoy being one of their adult beverage drinking constituents. Thank you very much.
But nobody mentioned the Boston Bruins.
Do we still play hockey in this country, sir?
I don't think so. Well, except in some cities, and indeed some question whether Boston ever played hockey this year at all. But it's just the year is young.
Of course it is. Now, you know, really, if you think about it, you were describing this game as the midseason Super Bowl, correct?
Yeah.
Now, a couple weeks back, you know, everyone's, you know, crying like, oh, the Colts don't get enough respect. Everyone's talking too much about the Patriots. A couple weeks back, we had a couple 5-0 teams go head-to-head down in Dallas, right, at the three quarters of a roof dome, whatever they got there in Irving, Texas. And the Patriots-Cowboys drew 30 million people in the middle of a Sunday for no good reason on a beautiful October fall afternoon. 30 million people. 1 in 10 people in this country were watching that game, right? Now what's going to happen? You are talking 45 to possibly 50 million people. One out of every six people in this Walmart shopping, Hummer-driving country is going to be watching this game. This is going to be the Academy Award telecast of midseason Super Bowls. Plus, you don't have to deal with any self-congratulatory speeches or Ellen DeGeneres' crushed lady tux. So if you think about it that way, it's going to be a pretty good time.
I think you've just turned many of those millions into Colts fans. But thanks very much for being with us today.
Hey, it's the least I can do. Take care, sir, and GFY, everyone.
Fitzy Fitzgerald, a contributor to TownieNews.com and ESPN.com, a Boston sports superfan and alleges he's a sports expert. I'm Neil Conan, National Public Radio News in Washington.